This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Department of Defense has started surveying a military installation in the state of Kansas to potentially hold detainees currently at the U.S. detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Under current American laws, the military and the Department of Justice are not allowed to send the detainees in Cuba anywhere in the U.S. Congress must vote to change the law. President Obama has called for the closure of the Guantanamo Bay facility since the beginning of his presidency. New Gallup survey indicates that only one in three Americans approves of President Obama's handling of the international agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Congress is now in its summer recess, but plans to vote next month on whether to approve or reject the account that would bar Iran from building a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting sanctions that have hobbled Tehran's economy. Greek government defended its new bailout program before the country's parliament ahead of a vote expected today on a bill to approve $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged the parliament to approve the deal agreed on this week with international creditors. Greece needs the money by August 20th when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered the military in his country to defeat Boko Haram within 3 months. Mr. Buhari spoke as he swore in four new military chiefs. He had replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Chief of Defense soon after his May 29th inauguration in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News. U.S. flag will be raised today in Cuba for the first time since 1961 when Cuba and the U.S. cut ties. Secretary of State John Kerry will be on hand at the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the flag raising. Here is State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
As much as we look forward to increasing our diplomatic engagement with the government of Cuba, we're well aware of the challenges that we face on the human rights sphere, and we're not going to shy away from addressing those challenges and continuing to meet with key members of civil society in Cuba.
Much of the Cuban exile community in Florida, the closest U.S. state to Cuba, opposes opening relations with the Castro regime, as do many of Mr. Obama's Republican political opponents. A closed Pakistan military court sentenced six men to death after convicting them for their involvement last year in the Taliban massacre of 134 children at an army-run school in Peshawar. Military statement also said the six civilians confessed to helping the gunman who attacked the school in December. It also said the death sentences were confirmed by the chief of army staff and that the men had the right to a court of appeal hearing. Pakistan's Supreme Court recently ruled that the closed military courts are legal and can impose the death penalty on civilians. Chinese authorities continuing an investigation into what happened that caused the two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the main port city of Tianjin, as locals express fear about the possible presence of dangerous chemicals near the site. VOA's Bill Hyde is in Tianjin and got a close look at the blast site.
When you see it up close or get as close as you can get, you really get a sense of how powerful the blast was. Just looking at the buildings and the number of windows that had been blown out, the glass all over the streets, parked buses that have been partially or completely destroyed, windows have been blown out of them. And this is a good distance away from where the blast site is. If you see aerial footage of the blast site, there's a huge crater there, and you know everything around it is decimated.
That is VOA's Bill Hyde in Tianjin, China. Officials are saying at least 50 people were killed, 700 others injured, with 70 in serious condition. It's not known how many people are missing, and there are widespread expectations that the death toll will continue to grow. You can get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.